93 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champs for the first time in franchise history. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman on ESPN on ABC.
Alexander Barkov, you have the honor of hoisting the Stanley Cup.
The Panthers with a come-behind win for the championship, beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7. Florida forward Matthew Tkachuk.
It's the best place. Best guys. Something really special here with what we have.
Details of the team's first ever championship parade are expected in the coming days. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the U.S. Espionage Act. CBS's Charlie Daggett with details.
In 2010, WikiLeaks published a series of leaks provided by U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, including diplomatic cables and footage from a U.S. military helicopter allegedly showing the killing of Iraqi civilians in Baghdad.
Millions of people are under flood threats as rivers continue to rise in parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. CBS's Jonah Kaplan is in Spencer.
Despite the waters receding here, there are still flood warnings from the National Weather Service for about a dozen waterways, and they all flow into the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, both of which are still rising. And as if that wasn't enough, there are still risks of storms this week.
With the sweltering heat, many are looking to cool off in the ocean, but a warning about dangerous rip currents causing at least 8 deaths since last week. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Panama City Beach, Florida.
It's not just happening here on the west coast of Florida, on the Gulf Coast of Florida. You had 2 deaths on the east coast of Florida as well due to rip currents, and summer just got started.
Our Peter King with some positive news as millions are set to hit the road for the July 4th holiday.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more of us are driving on busy highways like New York State's Route 5. But this year's traffic deaths are down by more than 3% from a year ago. It's the 8th straight quarterly decline going back 2 years.
The world's biggest record labels are suing some prominent AI music-making companies. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group are among the labels who filed lawsuits against Suno and audio maker Uncharted Labs. Both companies recently released AI programs that enable users to generate songs from text prompts copying decades worth of the world's most popular recordings. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way or the Riverside or the Symphony Center or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes formed during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers start the homestand with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 win over the Rangers. Bottom of the fifth, Willie Adames loaded the bases by taking a walk. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When the game deals you a walk, and we talk about meeting the game halfway, you win the pitch by taking it. And that's not always rewarded, and it's not always glamorous.
Then it was Rhys Hoskins, who swung at the first pitch, a grand slam to left field, the crew securing a 6-3 win. I asked Hoskins if he just reacted to the pitch or thought about it before the at-bat.
Just trying to get something up. regardless of, you know, first pitch or not, just really trying to be ready to hit. There have been times, I think, in the last month where I've been a little passive. But, yeah, I think just the situation called for something up and just happy to not miss it.
The two teams meet again tomorrow night. NFL, Green Bay announcing the new Packers president and CEO, Ed Policy, who's been with the team the last 12 years. He'll replace Mark Murphy in a year from now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms moving in through the overnight, and some could bring severe weather. Plenty of clouds, upper 60s by daybreak, gusty south winds. On Tuesday, showers and storms early, then mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the lower 90s. It's 78 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Congressman William Timmons, the Republican from South Carolina, is sponsoring legislation right now. It's a resolution. It doesn't have the force of law because it involves the Supreme Court. And while Congress can tell the Supreme Court what to do, it's clearly laid out in Article 3, Section 2. The Congress shall regulate and provide exceptions to what the Supreme Court can do and rule on. Nonetheless, this is advisory, and basically it's a resolution that probably all the Republicans are going to vote for this week. In fact, expect to hear more about it, asking the Supreme Court to overturn Trump's conviction in New York by Alvin Bragg, in Judge Juan Merchan's courtroom. And because they're just really ripped up about the fact that, you know, their orange god is now a convicted felon with 34 felony convictions on his record, and he's out on parole right now. I mean, he hasn't even been sentenced yet. That's in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. July 7th, I think, is the date that they've scheduled for the sentencing. Maybe July 11th. Sorry, I'm not exactly certain. You can look it up. But he's sponsoring this resolution, and he says this would allow the president. Oh, he's also sponsoring a piece of legislation that would allow the president to move any case out of state court into federal court. And it's too late for that for Trump, but this could provide an end run around Fani Willis's prosecution of Trump and the other phony electors down in Georgia, which has been put on indefinite hold, again by, in this case, by Scott McAfee and by the Republican, Judiciary Commission, I believe it is, in the state of Georgia, as they investigate Fani Willis and her investigation of Trump. Timmons' 7-page resolution argues that procedural elements of the Trump case raise constitutional questions that warrant such intervention, along with, quote, its unprecedented nature and overwhelming public interest. And again, yes, it's unprecedented. And there is an overwhelming amount of interest in it. But, you know, hey, Trump, if you don't want to go to prison, don't commit crimes. I mean, this is pretty straightforward stuff. The court should act with all, he writes, the court should act with all deliberate speed and possible urgency so voters can make informed decisions about the upcoming presidential election. Right. Trump, Johnson, and Representative Byron Donalds, Republican from Florida, who's a potential vice presidential candidate, have all called for the Supreme Court to intervene. Do you think the Supreme Court's going to intervene? I am skeptical, shall we say, even in the face of a resolution. I think they would love to. I mean, they've already intervened in the case down in Florida by giving Trump almost a 1-year delay. It was in December of last year. What is that? It's a 7-month delay now, 8-month delay. It was in December of last year that Jack Smith asked the Supreme Court to pick up this case and rule on it within a month. And they said, no, we'll take our time. We're going to hear arguments in April, at the very last day of our term. And then we'll give you the decision maybe in June, maybe in July, maybe in September, August, October, November. I don't know when we're going to get around to it. Because, see, I'm convinced that Sam Alito is the guy who's holding this up. Could be Thomas, too. But John Roberts is going to try and get every single one of the justices on board to vote yes or no and write an opinion. And all Thomas and Alito have to do to give Trump what he wants, which is delay, so that this trial will not happen before the election. And that's going to be a real tough decision for Tanya Chutkan, for Judge Chutkan. But all they need to do is just delay it to the point where, you know, she can't hold the trial. She has said that the trial will take 3 months. So if you work back from, you know, the 1st of November, that means October, September, and August, right? So if the Supreme Court waits until the last week of July or the first week of August, which is entirely possible, they can do that. There is nothing that requires them to release a decision now. If they wait until then there's literally no way that the trial can happen before the election or can have completed itself before the election. And frankly, I think that they're pretty much to that point right now. I mean, basically, you know, nothing would begin until, even if they handed down the decision this week. Keep in mind, the debate is on Thursday. And it's possible that a decision comes down Thursday, which could really scramble the debate. Thursday and Friday are the days that they've been releasing their decisions. But, you know, Trump has already won in this case. It sure looks like, to me anyway. I mean, I'll be astonished if Judge Chutkan can move this thing up and make it happen faster. And then, of course, you know, all they have to do once she starts the trial again is just come up with some other BS appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will say, yeah, sure, we'll listen to that. And boom, we're in the middle of next year. I mean, this is exactly what's going on down in Florida, where Judge Luce Cannon is doing everything she can to give Trump all the delays he wants, you know, hearing all these absurd motions. Hunter Biden, his lawyer tried that trick, saying, the special counsel is not legitimate. And the court said, yeah, what, are you kidding? But Aileen Cannon, it's a tough one. Meanwhile, the federal government has for years been providing states with money for election security. This started in 2006 with the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, which came up with this new category of voter, the provisional ballot voter. Which is a voter who thinks they cast a ballot, but it never gets counted in most cases. But the Help America and the Help America Vote Act also designated $5 billion for the states to buy voting machines from companies that basically helped write the Help America Vote Act. But nonetheless, what Congress has done under HAVA over the years is pretty much every year they appropriate between $50 and $75 million to the states for election security. And this year is, you know, the states are going to need a lot of election security money. Now, this is not necessarily money that just goes to pay for voting machines. This is money that goes to pay for security for polling places, that goes to pay for informing people of where to vote and when to vote and how to vote, to updating the security patches on the machines. I mean, just basically taking care of everything. But the big concern is this army of 100,000 people that the Trump Republican Party is trying to raise. They want Proud Boys armed with AR-15s in front of every polling place in America, checking ID and harassing people. And the Supreme Court has said that's okay. And, you know, I mean, this is how William Rehnquist made his chops back in the 60s in Arizona with Operation Eagle Eye. They're basically reinventing Operation Eagle Eye and bringing it back. And so this money for election security could basically foil their plans, could make it difficult for them to intimidate, for the Republicans to intimidate voters. So In response to that, the Republican-controlled House Appropriations Committee just passed this year's money for election security grants under HAVA, the HAVA grants. And guess what the amount is? Last year was $50 million. The year before that was $75 million. Guess what the amount was this year? Zero. Republicans in the House, $0. They approved $55 million in this spring, but the final funding was a decrease from $75 million down to $55. And then some states are just impounding the money. They're not even spending it. Louisiana, for example, hasn't spent any of their election security grant funding since 2018. New Hampshire passed a state law that puts it into an endowment. It's generating interest for the state, but it does nothing. Now, why are Republicans so opposed to the states getting money for election security? Because they don't believe in elections. They can't wait until Donald Trump comes in, declares a national insurrection, and under the Insurrection Act, ends democracy in the United States. He's told us he's going to do it. It's not a secret. So how are we going to deal with this? I don't know. This is going to be a wild year. The next 12 months are going to be like something we've never seen in American history. And it really kicks off this Thursday. This is the beginning of the election season. Normally it kicks off, first week of September when summer vacation is over. But here we are in June kicking this thing off. Stay tuned. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, testosterone and overload and whatever
Testosterone. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Shoes is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure, which is really good for me. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. And I feel like I'm doing something really good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and that code TOM is THOM to get your free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and to save 15%. Check it out at GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM, THOM. There's a call within our hearts to make the weak feel strong. For the children, for the elders, for the ones who need a hand, let's sit together side by side and help them understand. We are their voice, we are their light. We'll lift them up through darkest night. For every child. Welcome back, picking up your calls here, 22 minutes past the hour. Tommy in Greenfield, Indiana. Hey, Tommy, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you real quick if you're willing to have a conversation with someone that has more conservative views.
I love having conversations with people who have conservative views, Tommy. What's on your mind?
I'll give you 3 quick topics, what I think, and then I'll hear what you have to say about that. First,
why don't you pick
the border.
One?
All right, the border.
Okay, what about it?
You just alluded to Donald Trump's conviction on 34 counts of whatever. I would submit to you, Joe Biden and his crew have allowed 10 plus million people to cross the border illegally. However you want to spin it is fine, but they are in this country illegally. They have killed, they have raped little girls and women, not to mention whatever else, crimes that have been committed, driving tractor-trailer trucks, having accidents and killing people on the highways. If I was Joe Biden, I would be begging the Supreme Court to please give Donald Trump immunity in his documents case, because if I can be tried for allowing 10 plus million people into this country, the criminal code states anyone that helps a person enter the country illegally has a sentence of 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, it's guilty of a crime.
So
Tommy, let's just look at this. It's a great topic. I'm sure you realize that in 1986, when Ronald Reagan legalized 5 million people in the United States and kind of reset the clock to zero, that 10, actually I think 11 million is probably a more accurate number of people who are in this country illegally, that started in 1987, number one. Then number two, that before 1986, it was a crime to hire people who are in this country illegally. And Reagan changed that and stopped enforcing that law at the request of the meatpacking industry. And so for the last 40 years since Reagan made that change, you have big companies in the United States, particularly in the meatpacking industry, who literally advertise in Spanish language newspapers down south in Guatemala and Ecuador, Honduras, Mexico, that they're looking for help. If you can make it up here, we'll hire you. So number one, that's something, and every time Democrats try to criminalize employers hiring people who are in this country illegally, Republicans block it, number one. Number two, I'm guessing that you know that the crime rate in immigrant communities where there are large numbers of people who are in this country illegally is 32% lower than the crime rate in all white communities. And the reason for that is obvious. People don't want to be caught. You know, they don't want to come to the attention of the police because they're not in this country legally. In fact, the cities with the highest levels of illegal immigrants, to use your phrase, undocumented people, the cities with the highest levels of undocumented people have the lowest crime rates in the United States, and the 12 large border communities in the United States where there are large numbers of undocumented immigrants, from California all the way through Texas, the 12 largest have the lowest crime rates in the United States. Number three, I'm guessing that you realize that some, you know, $30, $40 billion a year is added to Social Security and Medicare by people who don't even qualify for it on the back end, these illegal immigrants that you're talking about. And number four, illegal crossings at the southern border right now are lower than they've been at any time other than when COVID was happening. They're certainly lower than they were during the first 3 years of the Trump administration. So, Tommy, I'm sorry, I'm out of time now, and this is a hard break. I can't control it. But call again, and we'll continue the conversation. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And finally, I would point out that Democrats and Republicans got together to do something about the southern border. Jim Lankford actually wrote the legislation, and Republicans in the House blew up that bill because Donald Trump told them to. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
CBS News Brief. A development in the WikiLeaks case. CBS's Robert Legarry.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the Espionage Act and is expected to appear in a U.S. courtroom on the Northern Mariana Islands, which is a U.S. territory, in the coming days. Court documents reveal he's expected to plead guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act.
After heavy rain, a Minnesota dam is breached by floodwaters. One person in South Dakota has died. And as CBS's Jonah Kaplan in Spencer, Iowa reports.
This is not exactly, you know, a coastal area. This isn't a place where a lot of people have flood insurance. And now they're learning just how devastating financially this disaster is going to be.
A Chicago man is the recipient of a new kidney transplanted while he was awake. Surgeons at Northwestern gave John Nicholas a spinal epidural, nerve block, and light sedation to bypass risks associated with general anesthesia.
I asked, you know, at one point, you know, hey, are you guys, when are you going to get started? And they're like, oh, yeah, we've already been working for a while.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are reminding voters what's at stake on the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
President Biden is ready to sign Tammy Baldwin's Women's Health Protection Act that would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. And he's been very clear. Politicians should not be making our health care choices.
Many Republicans say abortion laws should be left to states. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is opposed to introducing electronic ballots in Wisconsin ahead of the presidential election. Disability Rights Wisconsin filed a lawsuit in April claiming people with disabilities can't file paper ballots without help, which violates their right to a secret ballot. In a hearing Monday, Call said electronic ballots would cause confusion and security risks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always interesting when an actor riffs on one of the movies he was the star of. Andrew McCarthy is doing everything he can to promote his new documentary, Bratz, on Hulu. During a recent interview, the 59-year-old actor took a shot at one of his own movies, 1986's Pretty in Pink, which was written by John Hughes and also starred Molly Ringwald and John Cryer. However, when asked how he thought it compared to his film Mannequin, he faked an injury and left the interview. Jason Biggs' wife recently let it be known she did not see American Pie until after the couple were married. Jenny Mollen claims she was too highbrow at the time and busy spending time in indie video stores and doing high-end theater to watch the film. Biggs actually thought it was refreshing that his new girlfriend at the time had not seen it. Mollen eventually saw the film and said she enjoyed it and now understands why Biggs likes to attend bake sales alone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms moving in through the overnight, and some could bring severe weather. Plenty of clouds, upper 60s by daybreak, gusty south winds. On Tuesday, showers and storms early, then mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the lower 90s. It's 78 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Waves, 36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, besides the deep state billionaires who are so mighty Christian, you know, and these self-professed Christians that, you know, with this border and stuff, I keep reminded of this thing I wrote about: put on the full armor of Koresh, that you may be able to resist the evil woke federal government, and having incited insurrection on behest of your betters, to hold your ground. So stand fast with your loins girded in the truth of designer tidy whities, clothed with the best of Kevlar, your feet shod with the steel-toed boots for kicking Democrats and liberals to spread the demagoguery of peace in our time. In all circumstances, hold women and children as human shields against snipers, and deflect the tear gas flashbangs of the ATF and FBI, and put on the motorcycle helm of self-righteous salvation, the gas mask that protects your God-given life's breath, and the AR-15 of spirit, which is the word of God. For good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun. Surrender or die.
I get it. Okay, a good one, David.
So anyway, I never gotten an apology from Israel about the USS Liberty.
Yeah, none of us did.
And most, you know, people don't even know about it. With AIPAC, how we let a foreign country run our elections, which, you know, we're up to the ears here.
Yeah.
I have a question I always want submitted.
Well, just for the record, by the way, AIPAC is an American political action committee, and it is largely funded by American right-wing billionaires.
Exactly.
But it, you know, it is the American Israel political action committee. So,
they're just taking full advantage of the mention of Israel in the Bible, especially in the books of the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know, but you've got this act, you're talking about an activist judiciary. You know, we're trying to ban UBI here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't want federal funds for feeding kids during school. The Cherokee Nation, Osage Nation, stepped up and are funding the children's school thing right now. And of course, we won't fund the extension of Medicare. I've had a friend, she's dead now, who was did the DHS here in Oklahoma. She had clients that were living in cardboard boxes that could not get sooner care.
Wow.
So mighty Christian. And here we, you know, they want to put the Ten Commandments on the courthouse lawn. And I want to say something about that that everybody keeps missing. They're doing this at taxpayer expense.
Yeah.
When Scott Pruitt was suing the Colorado EPA and everybody else from trying to put the courthouse lawn and stuff here from Oklahoma, thankfully he got swept up. Unfortunately, it went to Trump. But, you know, that was all on the taxpayer dime.
Yep.
Meanwhile, they're doing tax cuts and budget cuts.
Yep, yep. No, I get it, David. I get it. David, good one. Thank you very much. Great rant.
Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you. Jim in Seneca Rocks, West Virginia. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard you mention it. Agenda 21.
N25. Are you familiar with those two?
Refresh my memory.
Well, Clinton started it with the word sustainability. So anytime you hear that word, you have to know that it is Agenda 25 now because they're behind. But basically, you know, in 2015, on the internet, there was an article that I just consumed for 3 days, and it was called Brown's Gas. And then it disappeared, and so did he. And even CSX Trains advertised that they could get 400 miles per gallon of fuel. And I knew immediately that they were using Brown's Gas. It is hydrogen on an atomic level, not molecular, which is, you know, can be disastrous. On an atomic level, mixed with water, it can burn a flame equal to 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit, but you can run it across your arm and it won't burn you. It's very, very unique. And
yeah,
this is weird stuff, Jim.
Right, and the whole Agenda 2521 thing. These were simply resolutions that came out of COP meetings, out of the climate meetings. And I believe they came out of the one down in South America. Yeah, that's all they are. They have no force of law. They're simply resolutions saying we think this would be a good idea. Jim, I think you're going down some really bizarre kind of QAnon rabbit holes here. Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to give you credit for getting momentum started. I've noticed over the last 72 hours, a lot more people are talking about Project 2025. What I wanted to suggest, and I was actually trying to suggest this to Mark Pocan last week, but I couldn't get through, that the Democrats have an adverse messaging strategy called 34 and 24, and it would talk about 34 different things that we could either sustain, protect, or enact if we had a landslide, a Democratic landslide on the November election. So talking about ensuring that we have voting rights, ensuring that we have health care, ensuring that we have education. But I've been using this technique to talk to the other Trump humpers about what they think is important. You let them know that most of those type of things may be removed in Project 25 and provide an alternative that if we had a blue wave, these are the type of things that we could get done. And going with your bumper sticker slogan, that's why I went with 34 and 24. And I don't think anybody will remember all 34, but it allows us to give it some context and talk about it.
That's the problem. I mean, conventional wisdom among political consultants is pick three issues and hammer them, you know, relentlessly for at least a month. It takes people that long. Most people don't even realize they've heard something until after the seventh time they've heard it. And just because something's in the media over and over doesn't mean that the average person is getting it. But I get what you're saying. Bundled, you know, I think 34 and 24 is nice. I would prefer something like the New Deal or the Great Society. I mean, you know, some broad vision that's got a name attached to it. I think that kind of branding works better. Bill Clinton tried it with the New Covenant. That was his speech in 1992. He said he was running on a new covenant. But then when he became president, he just embraced neoliberalism. He went, you know, full Reagan on us, sadly, you know, which is why his wife now is not endorsing Jamal Bowman, sadly. But, you know, I get it. I get it, Jordan. And I think it's, you know, messaging is a good idea. Thank you very much for that. Karen in New Orleans. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm so glad you're well.
Thank you.
Last time I talked to you was Mardi Gras. New Orleans was the happiest city in the world. Now it's the saddest, I think, because of this right-wing, radical, religious governor that we have. Mm. He's trying to take over New Orleans, and he's going to ruin the tourist and music and movie trade. But and that's our best revenue. The reason I'm calling, Roe, 90% of rape is done by men. 100% of pregnancy is done by men. Men can get Viagra in the mail without a prescription. And first there is a sperm, and then an egg, and then a zygote, and then an embryo, and then a fetus, and then a baby. And these Christians that never read the first few pages of the Bible, God made man out of the dust of the earth and breathed life into him.
Right, this is where the word inspiration comes from.
The bottom line is that men, a baby is a squirt, and a woman, a baby is a life sentence.
Yeah, Yeah, good point, Saul.
And these incels are nothing but spoiled and lazy. They don't have to develop a personality. They don't have to learn how to flirt. They don't have to ask for a date or go on a date. It's, I've got a stick and you've got a hole, and if you don't let me use your hole, then you're evil.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's, we have a real problem with incels in the United States right now, and they're, and they're, you know, coalescing. Well,
it's what you were talking about earlier, paternalism.
Yeah, patriarchy. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Spot on. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we're still here. Be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments, I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy Now, Pay Later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. At your interest, join the fight for our future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land, we're not alone. Tag your income, take a stand. Every vote, every hand. Together strong, we'll make it through. Democracy depends on you.
Tag, you're it. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Jeff in Cambridge, Minnesota. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Yeah, I just thought I'd relay some stuff that happened to me the other day. So I have an acquaintance from high school. I'm 67 years old, so I went a while back. And I've always thought of him as being a Reagan Republican. Mm-hmm. And we had a little bit of exchange on Facebook. And I call the current Republican Party the Pugnantkins because everything they want to do is repugnant, and he chastised me for name calling and stuff, and he said, no, it's just a descriptor. And we go back and forth a little bit, and he says, well, you know, it's Biden's fault, all of the inflation and all of this. And I was going to write a big response, and I wrote a short one, and they said, you know, I thought you were Reagan Republican, but I can see you probably wholeheartedly believe in Project 2025. And I said, I'm not angry, mad. I'm just sad, profoundly sad. Yeah. This guy is a college-educated guy. He was working in a company that was helping permit solar energy firms. Yeah. I mean, this guy knows better.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just, well, you know, racism distorts people's worldview, and racism is the principal pitch that Donald Trump is making to his base. I get it that there are maybe some people who are concerned about, you know, tax cuts. They're mostly people who make more than $1 million a year, probably more than a couple million dollars a year in order to qualify for.
This, you know. Yeah, this guy was primarily a anti-abortion voter, but
okay. But yeah, well, yeah, that's the third issue. That's the other one.
Yeah,
I get it. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks for sharing the story with us, and good luck with your friend.
Sure.
Juanita in New Lexington, Ohio. Hey, Juanita, what's on your mind today?
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Just want to bounce off a few calls back. That woman was talking about the 70s and stuff, and I was like, any woman in the 70s had to know that they couldn't get credit. I mean, I had two kids and wanted to get a tubal ligation, and I had to have him sign paper so I could do it.
Your husband?
So,
yeah. When that was, what, pre-72?
It was 79.
Huh. Okay.
Amazing. 79, my doctor said, well, you're not old enough to know whether or not you want any more kids.
Really? How old were you?
21, and I had two kids.
Wow. Okay, I get it.
It was like, that's what the Republicans want to shove us back. Shove us back. Shove
yeah, it's
us
the
back.
It's the patriarchy. It's this you know, father knows best.
Yes, and my husband, my ex-husband, he was like, you need to be at home and fix something to eat and clean my house and lay out my clothes and stuff. So I don't want to go back there.
Yeah.
But another thing I want to ask you is, am I the only person that when the Democrats voted for Mike Johnson to keep his speakership? I showed everything in my front room to the TV.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was a deal that they made with Mike Johnson. Johnson would not have allowed the aid to Ukraine to go through. And as it was, he delayed it for over 6 months, which led to thousands and thousands of Ukrainian deaths.
I know.
And it was just so immoral, so criminally immoral. And the deal was, we'll defend you if you'll put this legislation on the floor. And it was the only way to get the aid to Ukraine. So I support the Democrats who did it. I just think it was a terrible price to pay. I'm with you, Juanita. Juanita, thank you for the call. Mary in Mill Creek, Washington. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I want to know if you are able to bring somebody on from Teamsters to see what the heck is going on with their strategy. I mean, gosh, they Medicare Advantage, you know, that I called about that. We were so upset about it. Right. We ended up getting able to stay on.
They forced the retirees
Medicare.
Into it, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. And now they're speaking. They've already had two meetings with Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. Now the president of the Teamsters is speaking at the O'Brien is speaking at the Republican convention.
Oh, my God.
I know it. I'm like, can you get somebody on from Teamsters, preferably O'Brien, but and find out what the hell is their strategy? I don't get what they're doing. Yeah. It is not that they're trying to help the working man.
No. Well, they represent, you know, the Teamsters first and foremost represent truckers. And truckers listen to right-wing talk radio constantly. I mean, I'm guessing probably 90% of the truckers in America are fully indoctrinated in the right-wingosphere. Because you can't drive anywhere in America without tuning in a right-wing station. It's really hard to find left-wing stations. I mean, they're out there, but they're few and far between.
Well, and Tom,
so
the other
he may just be reflecting the politics
this.
of his membership.
It
not that I
be,
defend
but
that, but
no. But
James Hoffa was a good Democrat. I don't know what happened when O'Brien took over. I haven't followed the Teamsters. I used to know James Hoffa. I mean, you know, he was on my program a number of times.
So, yeah.
Barry, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. But thank you for the call and the heads up on what's going on with the Teamsters. It's sad to hear. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So like the song says, tag you're it. Get out there, get active. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe and don't get COVID. You don't want it. It was no fun. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...